hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As we move closer to the Christmas season, we hear once again from John the Baptist. But before that, we hear from Zephaniah. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. And I will save the lame and gather the outcast. And I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. That sounds like the gospel to me. And we also hear from the prophet Isaiah. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. That too sounds like the good news. But John's message is like that unwanted Debbie Downer who comes to you during the greatest of Christmas parties. Her presence just seems to bring you down. And John's message seems jarring and almost misplaced after hearing about the hopeful birth narrative of Jesus earlier in Luke's gospel. During this time when we're feeling good about the upcoming Christmas celebration, we certainly do not want to hear John's message about judgment. We may not want to hear John's message, but we need to hear it. His message is one of judgment, but judgment that brings repentance. Just as John's message was to prepare people for Jesus' coming, so it functions today as preparing for our Christmas celebration. And more importantly, it helps us to prepare for Christ's second coming. John compares the sinful crowd of Israelites to a brood of vipers who flee as if escaping fire and come to John to be baptized, hoping to avoid the wrath of God's judgment. He tells them, having Abraham as your ancestor is not going to be enough. What is needed is lives bearing the fruits worthy of repentance, which mean lives of mercy and love toward neighbor, that show that one is turned back toward God to love him and to be obedient to his will. John tells them and us, even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. The person who does not turn back toward God, live a life of fruits of repentance, will be separated from God and thrown into the fire. If one is to live a life of repentance bearing fruit, then the practical question naturally comes up. Well, what then should I do? And perhaps surprisingly, John answers with words that do not sound like heroic feats of faith that one must perform, but simply share what you have with those in need. Don't try to make more at the expense of your neighbor. And perhaps even more surprising is John's response to the tax collectors and soldiers. Now, tax collectors and soldiers worked for Rome, the very structure that was oppressing the Jewish people. John does not tell them to quit their jobs. He simply tells them to be fair in collecting taxes and do not bully people so you can rob them of their money. In other words, John reveals that even in these types of jobs, there are opportunities to do God's will. Our opportunities are shaped by our context, the roles in which we play in society, and the needs of our neighbor that we see around us. There are plenty of opportunities in our life, regardless of what our vocation may be, regardless of where we are, retired or not. There are opportunities to bear witness to Christ, to live lives of repentance. Now, if this was all we really heard today, most of us would find John's message to be somewhat lacking in regards to the gospel, the good news. But as we hear how the crowd is made up of the lowest of the low, the riffraff of society, the gospel message begins to emerge. John's message of repentance is for them too. All have a chance of the salvation of our Lord. John's message and baptism gets them ready for the Messiah to turn back toward God. But he can't empower them. He can't transform them to live a life pleasing to God, a life bearing the fruits of repentance. For true transformation to happen, it has to come from one who is more powerful than John. It has to come from the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and fire. In Christ, the Spirit of God lives in us. And Jesus transforms us to be His people, doing the works of God's love in the world. In holy baptism, water and word and the Holy Spirit cleanses us from sin and death, releasing us from sin's bondage so that we can be truly the children of God. The Spirit, like a purifying fire, burns away our sin, our chaff, so we can be gathered like wheat into God's granary, His kingdom. In Christ, all evil will be burned up in unquenchable fire, and all things will be set right. And so God's judgment and wrath are towards sin, so people can live in communion with Him and receive eternal life through His Son. And God's offer of true, abundant eternal life that is given through His Son is for all people. It doesn't matter where you are in your lives, what jobs you have, whether or not you are high or low on the social status, whether or not you think of yourself as being important or not. It doesn't matter your past sins and shame and guilt. It doesn't matter how far you've strayed from God. All have the opportunity to see the salvation of God in the coming of His Son, Jesus Christ. All have a chance to be redeemed through the fire of Christ's love. So the good news of our salvation is that Christ is for all. God's love is for all. And that is good news indeed. That is good news to celebrate today and every day. Like the people during the time of Zephaniah centuries ago, we rejoice in a God who indeed keeps His promises. And we need to hear this again and again so that we can be transformed and shaped by the message of the gospel. The Lord our God is in our midst. He comes in His Son, and Christ comes to us today. He is with us in the rhythmic flow of life's joys and life's sorrows. He comes to us to help us to learn from our past, to help us to be more aware of the joys of the present, and moves us toward the beautiful future He has prepared for us. In Christ, the Lord will rejoice over us with gladness and renew us in His love. In Christ, the Lord our God has promised to deliver us. Christ has come. Christ comes into our lives now, and Christ will come again. And this is a promise, and this is the message of the season. This is the good news that we carry each day. It is a promise with truth and power that changes us from selfish human beings into loving humanity. It is a truth and power because the promise comes from His Son, Jesus Christ, who has the power to give us abundant life, a power to make our lives bear fruits of repentance. In Christ, we have the power to be His love for the world. Amen.